Listener Production.
Good morning and welcome to Townsville Local News. It's Eloise Arnold with you to share the headlines from our backyard and beyond. Checking the weather first, a mostly sunny day in Townsville today. Temperatures reaching a top of 32 degrees and falling to the low to mid 20s tonight. Here's what we're covering today, Wednesday, January 25, man hospitalised following mining incident, construction on new supergrid link underway, and RACQ rethink road safety. A man has been transferred to Mackay Hospital after a dozer reportedly rolled at the Siraji coal mine in the Bowen Basin. He was flown there after earlier been taken to Dysart and was in a stable condition. A spokesperson for BMA says the mine's inspectorate has been notified and visited the site. Work at the site stopped during the incident but has since resumed normal operation. In other news, construction work is now underway on a new Cairns to Townsville supergrid link. The Powerlink substation upgrade at Warri will be completed by 2024 and will eventually host an additional 500 megawatts of renewable energy. Cairns MP Michael Healy says by 2032, 70% of Queensland's energy supply will be clean.
It's part of a $62 billion investment. We've got a plan. We're working towards it. This is really good news for our infrastructure and it reflects the government's commitment to the people of the far north.
The state's peak motoring body has come up with a number of recommendations to improve road safety. The RACQ says increasing on-road police presence and targeting high-risk regional areas could really help. CEO David Carter adding we must rethink education.
Where people do respond well is peer-to-peer. So we'd love to see some education that features people like me talking to me about the benefits of safer driving and less risk-taking. So maybe that could be truck drivers talking about their experiences on the road.
It's put forward the ideas as part of the Palaszczuk Government Road Safety Roundtable. And the Townsville District Crime Prevention Unit has partnered with Bunnings in Domain Central to provide community members with free-of-charge one-way screws on February 12 to help reduce number plate theft in our community. Let's take a look at some sport now. Townsville local Sophie Davis and the Queensland Maroons will wrap up the Hockey Australia Girls Under 15 Indoor Championships today. The girls proceeded to the grand final following their 7-1 victory over New South Wales State yesterday. This morning, the Maroons will take on Victoria at the Brisbane Entertainment Centre. And as the Australian Open heats up, so are local courts across North Queensland. Big numbers are expected to take up the sport over the coming weeks, with a Grand Slam event inspiring the next generation of tennis legends. Tennis Australia's Chief Tennis Officer Tom Lana says it's always a big time of year for the sport.
Traditionally, we've always seen a growth of tennis through summer with all the promotion of sport right across TV, and it's hard not to know the tennis is on at this time of year, and certainly it drives people to pick up a racket and get out there and have a hit.
And now you're up to date with what's happening in our backyard and beyond. The Listener app is your new home of news and opinion. Thanks for listening. Catch you later for more local news.